I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Bob Hastings died last month. Bob was best known for playing Lieutenant Elroy Carpenter on the McHale's Navy TV show, but he got his start as a child actor in radio. Bob's most famous radio role was that of Archie Andrews, of the Archie and Jughead and Betty and Veronica comic books. But before that, he was one of the two lead actors in the seafaring radio serial, The Sea Hound. The Sea Hound sailed the world in search of adventure and found plenty of it for 15 minutes every weekday afternoon. Ken Dagno played Captain Silver, and Bobby Hastings, as he was known then, was his young mate Jerry. Now here's an interesting trivia tidbit that made me grin. In all of old-time radio, there are two main characters named Silver. One is Captain Silver in this series, The Sea Hound. The other is the Lone Ranger's horse, Silver. And here's the kicker. Both the sea captain and the horse were products of the same man, Fran Stryker. Stryker created the Lone Ranger, and he also wrote the Sea Hound scripts. Because the show ran just 15 minutes, I'm giving you two episodes. The first is called The Capture, and the second is called The Escape. They both ran in October 1944. So without further ado, from October 5, 1944, here's Bobby Hastings in The Sea Hound and The Escape.
The Adventures of the Sea Hound. The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry.
Ahoy, Captain Silver! Ahoy, Captain Silver!
Well, shipmates, Captain Silver realized that Carlos and Diego were members of the pirate gang and wasn't taken in by their trick. Yet he might have been better off if he had gone with them and Senora Inez instead of jumping aboard the train to look for Valencia. He found Valencia all right, recovering from an anesthetic. But Rodrigo was there too and attacked the captain with a knife. In the struggle, both men went through the window of the moving train, slid and rolled down an embankment, and fell into the marshland of the Cauca Valley. Captain Silver was stunned and lay quiet for several minutes. Then his scattered senses gradually returned. Rodrigo, lying nearby, was badly hurt. The knife he gripped had given him an ugly wound.
Are you badly hurt? Well, Have to do what I can. Bad cut. Maybe I can make a tourniquet. Now steady there, steady. No. Now keep your head out of the water. Rest it on my knee. Now take it easy. Take it easy. I've got to cut your sleeve away.
Un medico.
Yes, we could use a doctor, all right.
No.
But I got to put a tourniquet around that arm. Now wait. Now hold it. Hold it steady. I've got to look at that cut.
Estoy enfermo.
Yes, I know.
Mande un médico.
Just a minute. I've got to get a handkerchief. This'll do.
Maleta. La maleta.
What about the suitcase? I got to tighten this on your arm. The knife will do it. Make it plenty tight. I know it hurts, but I've got to do it. There. That'll do it.
La maleta.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff. Now open your eyes. Open your eyes. Yeah, you're lucky to be alive.
Un medico.
You'll have to wait a while for a doctor. We gotta get out of here first.
Donde?
We're in the marshland. We came down that bank.
Oh, you, Capitan Silver.
Yeah.
How is it? I was so near when you opened the suitcase. The explosion.
Oh, so there was to be an explosion when I opened that suitcase. Huh?
I do not remember.
Oh, you don't. Well, you just think it over while I try to find some way out of here. The bank's too steep to climb.
Yeah.
The water is far as...
Just
a minute. There's a flatboat. Ahoy! Adel Pargo, ahoy!
Tango!
What's your name?
Rodrigo.
Oh, all right, Rodrigo. Now, you listen to me. This water extends as far as I can see.
Agua, mucha agua.
Must get deeper.
Yeah.
Just beyond the base of the bank.
Yeah.
Now, listen, a boat's coming to pick us up.
Bueno, yeah.
You made one play to get me with a knife.
And you
seem to have made another with... With an exploding suitcase.
Estoy enfermo.
Yes, yes, I know, but you can listen. Don't try any more tricks,
no,
understand?
No.
Just a minute, I'll grab hold of your boat and pull you in.
I saw you fall, senor.
Oh, you did? Yeah, well, yeah, there. And I guess that's as close as you can get. The water's only a couple of inches deep here.
You can put the other one on board?
Yes, I can manage.
All right, now, come on. Up you come, Rodrigo.
Oh, my arm.
Well, never mind your arm. You're lucky to be alive. Lucky a boat came along. All right, now, a little more of that. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Now, what is this? Sugar cane?
Si. I take you to La Estrellita.
La Estrellita?
It is the plantation. We go there.
Ah, how far is it?
It's a long way, senor. At this time of year, the Cauca Valley is flooded. We must go to the far side of the valley.
Well, now, wait. There's dry land right over there. That'll be far enough. We couldn't get up the railroad embankment.
Senor, you will make the boat go, eh?
Huh? Oh. You want me to paddle? All right.
I will tell you where to go.
We're heading for shore over there.
Oh, no, senor. We go to La Estrellita.
Oh. A gun, eh?
Si, senor. I can use it as a gun or...
You...
What?
As a club.
You... Bueno, it's all right, Rodrigo.
Huh?
I will make the boat go. You see that Capitan Silva stays asleep.
But who told you...
My orders come from La Señora Inés.
When the day and night passed without word from Captain Silver, Senor Gonzalez knew that something was wrong. Taking Jerry, he caught the morning train and made the 50-mile trip to Cali. While Gonzalez contacted the police authorities, Jerry went to the riverbank to see if there was any sign of the Skyhound. He saw the trim monoplane a short distance from shore, and while looking about for a boatman to take him over, he heard a car approach and come to a sudden halt. Then the undercover man leaped from the car.
Senor Gonzalez.
Jerry.
Golly, you...
I was afraid something might have happened to you.
Why? What's wrong?
I do not know, Jerry.
There's the Skyhound. I was just trying to...
See, I know. Capitan Silver left it there.
Did you hear anything about him?
Mucho.
Is he all right? Where is he?
I do not know, Jerry. Come, we must get to the Skyhound.
I was trying to find a boatman that wasn't busy.
Busy or not, it does not matter. Come.
What did you hear about Captain Silver, Senor Gonzalez?
Oh, just a minute, Jerry. Wait until we get a boat.
You, vaquero.
Si, senor.
We wish to go over there to the airplane.
But, senor, I am...
Come, you will be paid.
All right.
Here is my authority.
Yes.
Step into the boat, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Be careful. Be careful you do not step on this fellow's cargo.
Oh, I'll be careful.
Over to the airplane, senor?
Si, pronto.
All right.
Jerry. As soon as we are on the Skyhound, you must use the radio to call Cucay and Tex. You must report the news to them.
Yes, sir.
As soon as we are finished, we must decide on a course of action. Perhaps we should find Senorita Santos. She might be able to tell us something.
But what about Captain Silva? Where is he?
Jerry, he was seen yesterday as he awaited the train from Buenaventura.
Then he got here ahead of the train?
Si, Jerry. When the train arrived, there were two men and a woman on board. Capitan Silva was seen talking to them.
Was the woman Valencia Santos?
I do not think so. I do not think Senorita Santos left the train.
Oh. Well, what happened?
Suddenly, something happened, and Capitan Silva knocked the two men down.
Jiminy Cricket.
Then he ran for the train, which was just leaving.
Did he catch it?
Oh, si. He got on board the train. The conductor on the train said there was a fight. Capitan Silva and another man were fighting in a compartment.
Golly.
And there was a girl in the compartment. I think it must have been Valencia Santos.
Gee, what happened in the fight?
Well, Jerry, both men went through the window of the train.
Through the window?
Si, through the window and down the embankment to the marsh below.
Oh, gosh.
They landed in shallow water. Look, look over there, Jerry. How the flooded valley meets the embankment from the tracks.
Yes, but where's Captain Silver now?
No one knows.
You mean that...
When the authorities got to the place, they found no one. Neither El Capitan nor the other man.
But they couldn't just disappear without a sign, could they? Did the police look underwater?
Oh, see, Jerry, see. There was a thorough search.
Senor Gonzalez, do you think that...
I do not know what to think, Jerry. Here we are. Can you step to the plane?
Oh, sure. Just stand on the pontoon here.
Is this all right, senor?
Muy bien. Here you are, barquero.
Oh, gracias, senor. Gracias.
There's room for both of us in the cockpit, Senor Gonzalez.
All right.
Adios, senor.
Adios, adios.
Jerry, get that radio working as soon as possible.
You bet I will.
Tell Kukai just what I have told you. I will speak to him when you have finished.
Yes, sir. Calling the...
Jerry, ¿qué pasa?
I don't know what's the matter. Listen to this headphone while I speak, will you, Senor Gonzalez?
Por supuesto.
Now, see if you can hear anything. Hello? 1, 2, 3. Did you hear that in the headset?
No, I heard nothing. Doesn't the radio work?
Something's haywire. Oh, hang it all. Hello? Hello?
Jerry, that boat looks as if it is coming here.
Huh? Motorboat? Oh, that one.
Si.
Boy, that's a powerful boat.
Si, it is, it is.
That fellow certainly knows how to handle it. There, let him reverse the motor to bring it to a stop.
He must be coming to see us. I wonder. Hello?
Hello. You are friends of Senor Capitan Silva?
Si, we are.
What about Captain Silva? This is his plane.
I know it is.
Do you know where Capitan Silva is?
Claro. It was Capitan Silva who sent me here.
He did?
Where is he?
Is he all right?
It's a little injured, but it is not bad.
Why did he send you here?
I have to tow the plane to an anchorage near him. He did not want to leave it here.
Oh, golly, thank goodness he's not badly hurt. He'll be all right, won't he?
Be all right if he follows instructions. You need not worry.
Oh, good.
Perhaps you can help me, senor. It will be easier to tow the plane if someone is in it.
Of course.
Do you have a line?
Si, si.
I will get out, Jerry. I am nearest.
All right. You can stand on the pontoon, Senor Gonzalez, and tie the line on the front.
Yeah, muy bien.
Here is the rope, senor.
I have it. How far do we have to go?
It is quite a distance, senor. We must cross the valley.
Oh.
Did you find Captain Silver after he fell?
He was picked up by a boatman from the plantation.
Oh.
Before the authorities got to the place, huh?
That is correct.
There. I think that rope will hold.
Bueno. I will start slowly.
What is this plantation? Is that where we are going?
Si, si. It is called La Estrellita.
We can hold the rudder straight. That'll help.
Si. Oh, watch it, Jerry. The rope is about to tighten.
Here we go.
Si.
Oh, golly, I'm glad Captain Silver's not badly hurt. We'll be with him in a few minutes.
See, si, that is right.
Maybe it's just as well the radio didn't work. If we'd reported to Kukai, we'd have to call him back again.
Jerry, I will hold the rudder. You try to fix the radio.
All right. Boy, that boat has power. Look at the way we're traveling.
See.
Si. Senor Gonzalez, is there something wrong?
I do not know, Jerry.
What do you mean?
There is something about the man in this boat.
Huh?
I cannot think what it is. I am trying to remember.
Say, I thought he looked familiar, too. I wonder if we've seen him before.
I am trying to remember. And I wonder why Capitan Silver was taken to a plantation.
You mean the one we're going to?
See, I wonder why he was taken to Lice Trujillo.
Well, Senor Gonzalez will have a shock when he remembers that the man in the motorboat is one of the men he saw in a photograph, one of the Platinum Pirates. And that's only one shock. There'll be more when the undercover man learns the truth about La Estrellita. Tune in with us same time tomorrow for the further adventures of the Sea Hound. Until tomorrow, then, Captain Silver says...
We'll see you, Regan.
The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Fran Stryker and directed by Bill Marshall.
The Sea Hound and The Capture, from October 5, 1944, starring Ken Dagnow as Captain Silver and Bobby Hastings as his young mate Jerry. And 1 week later, on October 12, 1944, this episode aired, The Escape.
The Adventures of the Sea Hound. Network presents The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry.
Ahoy, Captain Silver! Ahoy, Captain Silver!
Well, shipmates, remember the spot Captain Silver was in. Gonzales lay wounded on the floor. Carlos cowered in a corner. Valencia hid her face in terror. And Captain Silver stood waiting as Diego prepared to throw the hand grenade into the room. He threw it and slammed the door. Captain Silver's hand shot out, caught the deadly bomb. Then he whirled and threw with the speed and accuracy of a champion shortstop making a double play. The hand grenade shot through the open window in a straight line.
Capitan Silver!
Steady, steady, Valencia. No one was hurt.
I never saw.
It exploded outside the building over the street.
You caught it and threw it out the window. Oh, Capitan!
Keep your nerve, Valencia. Don't let down. We've got to get after Diego.
Look, Carlos has fainted. He is unconscious again.
Oh, yes, yes.
I know how he feels.
Steady, steady, Valencia. I've got to get that Diego. He has those records we need so badly. But I can't go unless I'm sure you'll be all right.
I will be all right, Senor Capitan. But Senor Gonzalez, he needs attention.
Yes, yes, but his wound's a clean one. He'll be all right without further attention for a little while.
Oh, Senor.
Now, just a minute, Valencia. Oh, Diego's gone. He must have run down the stairs as soon as the blast was over.
Ay, look out the window, Senor Capitan. There is a crowd of people below in the street.
What? Let's see. Well, the police will be along. Then they'll come up here with 1,000 questions.
Sí, claro.
I can't wait. It'll take all day to explain Gonzalez's wound and Carlos, unconscious, in the corner. I'd better have a look at him.
He has not moved since the blast.
I never saw a man so terror-stricken.
Senor, what is it?
Carlos is dead.
Dead?
Yes. The man must have had a weak heart. The excitement was too much for him.
Capitan Silver, the police have arrived. They are entering the building.
I was afraid they'd get here before I got out.
Wait. I will lock this door. It will delay them.
Yes, but not for long.
Senor, if you can carry your friend... There is a back way.
Good.
Can you lift Senor Gonzalez?
Yes, yes. Lead the way, Valencia. I'll manage. Eduardo.
This way.
All right. Good, Valencia.
I will close this door when you are in the next room.
There. There, now you can close it.
Straight ahead, Senor.
All right. You act as if you lived here. Isn't your home across the street, Valencia?
See, it is a friend who lives here. But she is out of the city. I keep the house in order while she is gone.
Another door.
I will open it.
All right, good.
There. This is the bedroom. You may put Senor Gonzalez there, Capitan Silva.
Fine. There you are, Eduardo. Now we'll get a doctor and patch you up.
Capitan Silva, you will find the back stairs over there, through that door.
Oh, thanks.
I will go to the front of the house and tell the police enough of what happened to satisfy
them. Fine. You. I'll get on Diego's track.
One moment, Senor Capitan.
Yes?
Perhaps you will not need to find Diego.
How's that, Valencia?
Mira, I made a very careful copy of everything that seemed important.
Valencia, good for you.
Here, senor, is the C chart that I found. You can examine it when you have more time. These places are marked might mean the places where ships have been sunk.
I'll examine it later.
Here is a notebook, copied word for word. And here is the most important of all.
Are these copies of letters?
Si, senor. The letters were written by Pablo. The copies were in his desk, and I made copies of the copies.
And Diego has the copies. Why, Valencia, these are reports to the head of the organization.
Si, por claro.
Great Scott. But this... Well, this can't be possible. Valencia, do you know who this man is? Do you know what this address is?
Si, senor. That is why I dared not mention the name in the message I sent to you at Buenaventura.
I can't believe it. If this man's involved in the theft of platinum from sunken ships, if he's got the Black Widow, Ludwig, Carlos, and Diego, people of that sort working for him.
Remember, Senor Capitan, it was a cruiser with a cannon that sank the boat of my grandfather.
I still can't believe... Why, if this is true... National reactions will be terrific when it's been made public.
Well, I'd better keep these letters in a safe place, senor. If anyone happened to find them, it would be a catastrophe.
Yes, it surely would.
I think the police are in the house now, senor.
I'd better get down those back stairs.
Sí, enseguida.
Where's the nearest doctor?
At the corner, next to the church.
Well, I'll send him up here, then put these letters where they won't be found.
Muy bien. It is too late.
The police.
Open the door. We will make the sun come deep.
Si.
Senorita Santos.
Buenos dias.
Yes, all the shoe whom we find with bombs exploding the dead man out.
Lord, there is another on the bed.
He isn't dead. I'm just going to get a doctor for him.
Then there you are, senor. You will have to be searched.
Searched.
Senor Capitan.
I'm sorry, but I can't wait. I'll see you later.
Stop. Come back.
Part of the city of Buenaventura on the Pacific coast of Colombia was built literally over the water on high piles. At high tide, the water gurgled close to the floor of this community of rundown buildings. But at low tide, there was ample room for a small boat to ply between the timbers. There was room for the spray hound. Jerry and Tex are in the launch with a man who had identified himself as Juan Madrigo.
Well, we don't need to try to start the motor at all, Jerry. We can just shove our way along from one pile to the next.
Well, sure thing, Tex.
Keep going in this direction, Senor Tex. I think I will be able to show you something.
Well, Jack, I'm taking your word for it, but I don't know if we're doing the right thing.
Neither do I, Tex. Captain Silver figured we'd stay aboard the Sea Hound with Kukai.
I know, Jerry, but I'll be a dry gulch and sidewinder if we ain't making a mistake.
You do not believe my credentials, Senor Tex?
Oh, I ain't doubting that you're working with Gonzalez, meaning that you're working with us, but...
We saw you talking to Senor Gonzalez, Senor Madrigo.
Well, it was I who brought him the message from Senorita Santos.
Yeah, we know that, Jack.
Senor, my name is Juan Madrigo.
Sure. Name is Juan, that means John, and John is Jack to me, so give a shove in that pile, Jack. Come on now.
Now, wait a moment. Let me look. I do not want to take you to the wrong place.
Well, you better be sure of where we're going, Jack. I ain't in no mood to waste a lot of time.
Well, just what are you going to show us, Senor Madrigo?
It may be the most important thing of all, Jerry.
Well, what?
See. Now, we go this way.
Well, maybe it'd be easier to start the motor.
Oh, no. It is too noisy beneath these buildings. We can travel this way.
Yeah, well, a boat hook could help some. I ain't strong for this way of traveling. What'd you say you had for us to see?
Senor Tex, You were fired upon by a cruiser, you remember?
Do I remember? Listen, Jack, that's like asking a Yank in the Pacific if he remembers Pearl Harbor.
Muy bien. Now, do you know where the cruiser is in hiding?
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Back up there. I seen that cruiser, and she's 80 foot from stem to stern. 80 foot at the inside. Don't tell me we're looking for that cruiser under these buildings.
Oh, no, no. Come, we will push again.
Huh? I gotta know where to I'm shoving. Now, what are we looking for?
I will tell you. The cruiser is put into hiding. The men of the crew take to a small boat.
Uh-huh.
They run the small boat under here, you see?
Oh, so it's a small boat. The tender from the cruiser that you figure on leading us to.
See? See?
And if we find that, we can find the critters that man the cannon-toting cruiser.
Por supuesto.
Well, now we're getting someplace. Why don't you say so in
Jack.
The first place?
Huh? Just a minute.
Well, what is that?
It's the radio.
Oh.
Captain Silver's just opened his transmitter on the beam. Well, hadn't we better hold her here till we see if he's coming in, Captain?
Yeah, I guess so.
He took the portable outfit to Cali with him.
Oh, so that is what he and Senor Gonzalez had in the cases, huh?
Yes, sir.
Captain Silver calling the Seahound. Captain Silver calling the Seahound. Come in.
I'll wait just a second and see if Kukai answers.
Now, Jerry, you told Kukai you'd stand by for a call from the captain. Kukai's working to repair the damage to the plane. He ain't near the radio room.
Well, he might have stopped by. If he did, he'll want to answer this call.
Calling the Seahound. Come in.
Now, you better answer.
Hello, Captain Silver. This is Jerry. Go ahead.
Jerry, I can't waste time. I've got to pack the radio equipment and catch the train for Bogota.
Uh-oh. He's going places.
Bogota, eh?
Gonzalez has been wounded, but not seriously. He's going with me.
Oh, wounded? There's been gunplay.
There might be trouble around the Seahound. You'll find one of Gonzalez's men nearby. His name is Juan Madrigo.
Oh, it is I.
Well, Jack, that's fine.
You can rely on him for help if you need it. Look him up. I'll call you from Bogota tomorrow at noon. That's all.
Well, I've got to tell him. Captain Silver. Captain Silver, are you still there?
No, I guess he ain't.
Oh, he said he had to hurry.
But Jiminy Crickets, I wanted to tell him where we were and what we were doing.
I reckon you have to wait and tell him at noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
By that time, instead of telling him what we're doing, you can tell him what we've done.
No, senor, we must go on.
All right, Jack, but how much farther we got to go? It's getting darker all the time under these here buildings.
I do not think it is much farther, senor.
All right, give a shove. Come on, boys. Heave.
It will be a good idea to keep the voices down from now on. We are approaching the place.
I don't see nothing yet.
A little farther this way.
This ain't no fun shoving this boat from pillar to post.
Please, Senor Tex, please. Do not speak so loudly.
All right. I mean, all right, Jack. Dang, man, we better find something good for all of this.
Now, wait. Let us drift. I think the next building is the one.
Well, how do you know which one it is? Those planks overhead all look the same to me.
I made a mark on one of the posts. Now, let me have the flashlight, will you, Dex?
Wait a second. There it is.
Gracias.
Yeah. Dark enough for a light here, too.
There. There is the post. There is the mark I made when I was looking for.
Yeah? Well, now what do we do?
We tie up to that post.
Oh. Well, hand me the painter, Jerry, and throw a hitch on it.
Well, I get it. Here, Dex.
You see overhead, senor?
Yes. What am I supposed to see outside of the floor of the building?
You see where the floor is cut so a section of it can be dropped down?
No, I know. Oh, yeah, I know. Sure enough.
Golly, they can lower a section of the floor that's as big as the spray hound.
See? And if the ropes could be lowered, the spray hound could be lifted out of the water, could it not?
Hey, bars and buffer. You mean that's what they do with the cruiser's tender?
Claro.
And they keep it in the building right over us?
Great day in the morning. Oh, boy, this is a sure enough important discovery, if what you say is a true fact.
Senor Tex, I am sure of the facts.
All right, Jack, if you say so.
Hey, look.
Why, the doggone thing is being opened.
Tex, quick. Cast off if we are found here.
Go.
There's a boat coming down.
Cast off. Start that motor, Jerry. Start the motor, I tell you. We can't fiddle around with shoving our way out. All right. You kick her over, son?
Hurry.
All right. I'll take the helm.
Tex, look out for that fire.
All right. I seen it. Yeah. Boy, I must have taken the paint off the painter there. Well.
Hey, they're shooting.
Yeah. Keep your head down.
Senor.
I won't hit nothing, Jack. Take it easy and keep low.
But you are going the wrong way. Turn the other way.
You mean I gotta turn around and under here?
See,
Indian. Hurry, for you will run ashore.
Okay. Hang on. I'll try it.
Well, Tex hangs onto the wheel of the Spray Hound under the flooring of the buildings that stand over the ocean with the desperate pirates in pursuit. Now almost anything could happen. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for the further adventures of the Sea Hound. Until tomorrow then, as Captain Silver says, smooth sailing. The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Fran Stryker and directed by Bill Marshall.
From October 12, 1944, The Escape, an episode of the serial The Sea Hound. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old-Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.